There you go, man. Good. Now that took care of it.
Yeah, I listened to you about all the guitars. I said, now I'm a certified luthier, if that's the right.
You know, as long as you learn something. I mean, I don't mind telling people how to do it. I don't say, you know, well, yeah, you got to bring it to me to, you know, because you don't know how to do it. Once you get into this stuff, once you learn how to do it, it's pretty damn simple. It didn't take me long at all to learn how to do my own setups and everything. And, you know, as long as you're careful and you follow the rules, that's it. Like I said, though, fret work I don't do. I don't mess with frets. I'd rather take it in and have it done. I don't do frets.
And how it all works, it all makes sense, buddy. Bass, and yeah, the fret work, I can just take the sharp edges off.
Yeah, well, there's two kinds of fretwork. One, yeah, you take the, when you got what they call a fret sprout, with the ends stick out of the neck a bit, and as you play, it slices the hell out of your fingers. Yeah, you know, that's called, I forgot the name of it. But yeah, you file them down to where they're not sticking out no more. And then you have frets that you play up and down the neck and everything will sound fine till you hit certain frets, then all of a sudden it buzzes out. That's when you have to have fret work done. You have to have the frets refiled and re-crowned. But, and there's other things to frets too. You know, some people take the guitars and have the frets lowered even. Makes for better action too. Some guitars, if you have the frets lowered down, makes for better action too. But frets is the only thing I haven't dealt with. I never had to, and I have fret files here and stuff, but I'm waiting to find a really bad guitar with really bad frets to do it to, at least if I, you know, a cheap one. At least if I screw up, I ain't, you know, I ain't going to cry.